Hello, welcome back. Tonight our guest is entrepreneur Travis Peterson, whose products can be viewed and purchased at jokergreeting.com. Travis, thank you for doing this.
Hi, not a problem.
Hulse, are you back?
No, Hulse? I'm back.
Hi, Hulse.
Hi.
Say hi to Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, Travis, you got to give Napier the pitch. I haven't really tipped what it is that you guys make yet, but I love it very much, and I'm excited to talk to you because I want to purchase all of them.
Yeah.
So give us the pitch.
All right. So, well, here's the basic pitch, and I'm talking to him directly, I guess, which. You know those
you're selling to tens of people right now, Trevor.
Exactly. You know those musical greeting cards that you really don't like?
Yes, I've gotten many of them.
They all play Lowrider.
Exactly. So we decided to make a card that doesn't stop playing. In fact, it goes for 3 hours or longer. And we have some other enhancements, like when you push the button again to stop it, it actually gets louder. So
and they put this on Kickstarter. They made $90,000 the first go round.
Yeah, 30 days.
In 30 days, and then 6 months later, they do it again. They make an additional $30,000. So obviously, they found a market that people are excited about.
Now, do you think this is because people love musical greeting cards or hate musical greeting cards?
Neither. The funny thing is we thought it was just something that was really kind of not mean, but prankish. And to be honest, most people just think it's really funny. It's not really a prank. It's just funny. And I get my personal take is this, is that everyone's going to buy a greeting card at some point, at least a birthday card, like for someone. And they just want it to be actually funny, if, you know, why,
right.
I don't know. I feel like we buy so many other ones that we don't like. Finally, you have someone you do like.
I find this great because I have 2 young children. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. And every year at their birthday party, we always have it with the family. Somebody always buys one of those musical greeting cards. And it's always some Disney song, which is fine. It's like a 20-second long thing. But a lot of times, the kids just open and close them, open and close them, open and close them. I love the fact that you cannot stop this music. The situation at that event has to be insane, where somebody has to physically take that card and put it outside because it will not stop playing music.
Now, Travis, this is the thing that bothers me, and I'm sure that you're concerned also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember the canned peanut brittle that shoots snakes?
Talking about both of us, I remember it.
Yeah, of course. But the thing is, you need the element of surprise.
So there has to be like a double cross, because I just recently rewatched an episode of Roseanne where they were trying to prank Roseanne's mom with one of those, and then she tried to prank them back, but then they pranked her with a fruitcake tin. It was amazing.
They put the snakes in a fruitcake tin?
Yep, it was a fruitcake tin because Roseanne's mom loved fruitcake, and Roseanne's mom thought she was going to prank Roseanne and Jackie with the peanut brittle.
Huh.
But no, they triple-crossed her and got her back with the fruitcake tin.
But what I'm saying is, like, if I get a can of peanut brittle now, I'm pretty sure there's going to be snakes in it. Just because why would somebody... What I'm getting at, I'm getting kind of off track here. If your product becomes too popular and people know what it is, then that ruins the whole thing, right?
Possibly. I mean, look, we sell 20%. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yes, that's a good problem, I guess, if we become too popular, really. But to be fair, like, how I see it is, man, if we make everybody afraid of musical greeting cards, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
you won. Yes, you won. Absolutely.
Now, the funny thing is, I've seen you guys post YouTube videos about, like, ways you can kill it. Like, I think you set one on fire and you put one in water and you're trying to find ways to kill the card.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that usually what happens? I mean, do people wait it out most times, or do most people kill them?
It's always, honestly, it's always different. I'd say the two most common responses, and it's interesting, but the ones I hear a lot of is a lot of people put it in the refrigerator, I don't, you know, just okay.
I guess because it's kind of soundproof. Like, it goes in there, and then, like, you don't really think about it as much.
Yeah, remember when Indiana Jones survived a nuclear blast by jumping into a refrigerator in Crystal Skull?
This is the same thing.
It survives nuclear blasts and annoying birthday songs.
So, yeah, anyway, that's the mentality that they do. They put it in their fridge or refrigerator. I've heard that many, many times. And well, I think what's great about it is, so that we say 3 hours, but I've heard 6 hours, 10 hours. And I think people who put it in the refrigerator just last longer.
Oh,
so,
if you put it in the fridge, maybe it'll slow down and last longer.
Yeah, exactly. The battery lasts longer.
Yes. But so anyway, the other most common reaction is people will shoot it with a gun. I'm not kidding.
Shoot it with a gun.
And maybe I'm getting a skewed feedback because they're having a lot of fun with it, so they send me the responses. But yeah, I have a few people shooting it with a gun. And so, and just to be fair, is like, I don't know if you've seen all this, but in our second campaign, when we upped, you know, when we actually made these cards again, it wasn't the same thing. What happens is we actually learn. So some people do tear it up, by the way, obviously, right?
Right.
And so what we did was we actually stuffed the birthday card with glitter. So they do rip it up. They think they're smart. They rip it up. They still get glitter.
That has to be the most awesome, meanest, horriblest, greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Because then you get a glitter shower.
Yes. Exactly. Now your dad has to drink again.
Best birthday ever.
Again, he's got to continue drinking.
I guess you get a ton of feedback from people sending you, like, what happened when you...
Yes.
And that's yes. Part of the fun, I would imagine.
I think it's amazing. In fact, my favorite story so far, like, I still don't believe it, but I guess it's real, is a man gave his card to his sister on a plane as they were taking off. She pushed play. And they were still on the tarmac, but apparently the, what's his name? The airport security guy? The airplane security?
the marshal?
The air marshal says, if you can't turn it off, you need to exit the plane.
Can't the car just exit the plane?
Yeah. Well, you know the situation. That was the question. And my favorite, of course she had to tear it up, but man, I wish she had a glitter card all of a sudden. Yeah.
Everybody right around her would just marshal. Be pissed
the
off.
Glitter
the whole
just explodes.
Just would have been phenomenal. So it's that last hurrah, which I think is just amazing.
In the chat, Brian is asking if he accepts freelance pitches. That's, I guess for ideas for cards.
I listen to everything. You know, the beauty of this card is you can extend it in so many realms, like. We now have a baby shower card, so it's just a baby crying. Yeah.
That won't induce nightmares.
No, you have one that's just a car alarm, too.
I have it just a car alarm. It's just a thinking of you card, and it's just a car alarm. Very, very simple. And now I have a thank you card that plays the Golden Girls theme. You know, thank you for being a friend.
How do you even go about getting the okay to
That's
do
what I was
going
to ask. Like, in a serious question, how do you get the rights to all of this music?
So, well, some of them are, okay.
Some of them are, you don't have the rights to.
No, yeah, exactly. No, everything's been approved. Originally, like, my first birthday card was purely a stock, you know, stock audio. That was really all it was. Let's just test the market. Right, and we were lucky that it was a $90,000 in 30-day market. And I have my website. We have sales on our website as well as the Kickstarter. It really does help us. And but yeah, so I have songs that are stock. I have songs that I've actually created myself with a friend. He makes music, and I said, let's just make a song. My congratulations song is we made that song. It's his voice. And we did that. And then finally, like, you know, thank you for being a friend. I have a Macarena. Everybody loves that song.
The Macarena? Their phone hasn't rang in a while, I bet.
Yeah, they were like, yes.
You know what you need? You need to get the rights to the song It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. So it's like a I'm sorry card. Like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah, that's like actually a really good one. I shouldn't say unfortunately, but we have the Brenda Lee song, I'm Sorry, So Sorry.
Oh, that's good, too.
It is good. So anyway, the process, just to really step back, is Unfortunately, like, I had to reach out to every single publisher of that song and say, hey, I would like to get rights. The real problem is I'm just small. And so when I say, hey, I want to, you know, make 5 or 10,000 of these cards, it's tiny for these people. So the Macarena took me almost 3 or 4 months just to get a response and a yes. Oddly enough, thank you for being a friend. I had that one done in 2 weeks.
You should have one that really makes, like, anything awkward. It's just really sloppy sex noises. And that the guy just can't get it to stop, and he's got all his friends and family around him, and there's no way that can't be awkward. It'll be amazing.
That makes like that takes it away from good-natured, though, I think.
Yeah, that one. So I have a very particular vision for that card. By the way.
That's not it.
No, it all exists. There's some very special things I'm putting into that card. I'm probably not going to sell it on my website as for certain reasons, but it'll exist in the world hopefully by this year.
So are you like a idea guy? Are you you know what I mean? Like, I mean, are you constantly thinking up things, or is this
too many probably? I mean, yeah, I think paring back is always the hardest part. I mean, my manufacturers probably hate me because I'm constantly like, hey, can we do this? And so, you know, they're like, hey, they don't get it. And so even when the glitter one, they didn't get it until it was finally made. And even, I'll be honest, when I was first making this card, I talked to quite a few manufacturers, and everyone's like, that doesn't make sense. You know, nobody's buying musical cards anymore, and nobody really got it. And so, you know, I guess we got the reverse trend, like it was going down, but we were able to fix it or something. I don't know.
So I guess the battery would, and all of those cards would last about 3 hours, but I don't think anybody has ever made the battery run out. I mean, play the song a couple times and then you throw it in the garbage.
No, I have a Star Wars card from my oldest kid's 6th birthday. It's the Imperial March with Darth Vader on the cover. He's now 17 years old, and the thing still works.
So when he pushes the button.
Well, all you got to do is open it up. Just plays.
And then just plays, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then you close it, because you don't want to hear the Imperial March that much.
Well, that's... I know, and trust me, that's definitely a card I want to make this year as well. So you're right. I mean, it's just like... Because, really, like, they are good-natured songs. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, I don't really want to, like, drive someone truly insane. That's how it goes. But we definitely want songs that are catchy, that stick in your head. Like, I think Thank You for Being a Friend. I don't know, for me, it's like, I have a hardest... Like, this thing, we'll hang up and I'll be singing that down the hallway. I just can't get it out of my head, so...
Well, my grandma and me have been in a birthday card competition for a couple of years now. She keeps sending me this birthday card with this fat bearded guy in a pair of cut off jean shorts with his butt cheeks hanging out the bottom. Keep sending me that birthday card every year. I'm gonna get that bitch this year. Oh yeah. You just wait and see.
So the when's her birthday?
March.
Oh no, she died.
I'm gonna get her so good.
JokerGreeting.com. Travis, I appreciate you. Thank you for doing this. This was fun. I wish you all the success in the world. And I will be ordering. You will sell at least one from doing this.
No, you'll sell some over here, too, because my wife always has to get the best greeting cards, and this will ruin her family. So I'm very excited for this.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks a lot, Travis. We'll catch you on down the road, man.
Well, thanks. Bye.
Take it easy. That was fun. Don't
I love
think, don't
I love the
was,
idea.
Was he inspiring? Do you mind?
He was. He,
I
he,
could tell by the question of "Are you idea
see,
guy?"
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I got these ideas all the time.
I got these ideas, and like I think that like once you finally get that one, that you just got to take the next step. It's a beautiful day.
I agree.
See,
I got ideas, guys. He had a very blanket idea, like this is what he wanted to do, and he's like, hey, let's do this, and he did it, and now he's doing it. That's great.
$90,000 that first one. I think
first round.
Their goal was like 12.